Bailey Ray, he's the achy breaky heart guy.
Yeah, I know that. Remember that.
Hey, this is Crystal Willis from the Starship Grissom. I play the captain. You know it. Anyways, you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Well, I told my old friend John, you ought to try everything twice. But I never really tried anything too hard. I guess I never took my own advice. Except when it came to drinking, hanging out or having fun. In which case I listen just a little too well, and there's no way to get anything done. Jacob, Lucy, and Larry, we're playing checkers on my old dartboard. I tripped over the rigging and I came off swinging. I was lucky enough to be ignored. So I headed on down to the alley where the hobos and the derelicts roll. I felt on my knees and I rolled up my sleeves, but I couldn't get a dime for my soul. And I looked to my left and I looked to my right and I looked down at my shoes. I said, I don't know about you two boys, but I'm sick of walking around with the blues.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan,
Jacob,
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the album Midnight in Havana. The artist is Ben De La Cour, and he is with the Coral and Young group, and Samuel Morris is a representative from them that sent us the album to look at. So thank you, Samuel, for sending it our way, and thank you, Ben, for letting us look at your music as well. Ben is from Brooklyn. He considers his music to be folk music, or what he terms America Noir. Noir. America Noir.
Noir.
I can't say that word too good. Sorry, folks. So, and it kind of reflects with the album when we start talking about it, because we were talking beforehand that it's kind of a dark feel, and that's why he has the noir on there. And he originally, like I said, is from Brooklyn, but he has lived in Havana, Paris, London, Los Angeles, New Orleans, and he's currently now back in the States in Nashville, and that's where this record was produced, at Flyersack Cape Records, and it just came out this past May in 2016, so if anybody likes this style of Ben, he'll be definitely glad for your support. So, but this is one where one of the quotes that he has for his music is, I'm a big film noir fan, and I also really enjoy the detective novels of Ross McDonald and Raymond Chandler. I knew I wanted the album to have something of that feel to it, with the weird lighting and dark spaces. And that's where he came up with the different songs for the album. And the album does consist of 11 songs, so it went short of 12, but that's not a problem, because albums are usually between 10 and 12, so that's not a big deal. This is one where, when it first opens up, and I guess I should say we opened up with his song Walking Round with the Blues, but the first song that's on the album is Mobile. But the first song on the album is Mobile Bay. I can't say that word either, guys.
Let me see.
Mobile Bay.
Mobile Bay. I'd have to look at it, how it would spell.
M-O-B-I-L-E.
Mobile, yeah.
It can also be pronounced mobile.
It could be.
True,
but
mobile. I'm pretty sure he...
But, mobile, no, yeah.
Mobile.
Is that how they pronounce it down there?
I'm pretty sure he pronounced it.
Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile.
That's where it's at, the southern part. And this is one, I classify this, instead of folk, I kind of throw it into the country genre for me, for the most part, with a little bit of rock in some of them. Jonathan, you kind of had some different thoughts, which you kind of gleaned from the style that you kind of thought of his.
I felt like there was a lot of, it went throughout the whole album. I mean, you got like a cagey feel, like there was Cajun music in the background, and there was, and that's what I thought at first, was that it was Cajun, and the first question I asked was, is he from Louisiana?
Man, he spent some time there.
And he's spent some time there. So, I mean, to me, it was more of a Cajun style of music. And I agree with the country aspect now. It was kind of Cajun country to me.
If you would hear it on a radio, that's where I would place it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I felt like there was some upbeat music to it, and there was, it had nice beats to it. There were some slow songs that were slower than others, but you know, and any good album, you got to mix it up a little bit. You can't you know, just keep up the upbeat, because if you keep up the outbeat, people are going to be like, oh well,
we're tired.
Yeah, this is boring.
And so, that can happen.
Yeah. So I mean, I felt like it was a good, in the way that he kind of integrated. Yeah.
Nobody can talk tonight.
Integrated their songs. It seemed to me like it was good.
Oh well, with Mobile Bay, that's the one I felt was the strongest feel of a country.
Yeah,
and almost kind of like we talked about Aaron Watson's music quite a few episodes back. That really had an Aaron Watson feel to it. And Ben has a strong baritone voice.
Oh yeah he does.
So it's, and so does Aaron Watson. So I think that's also where I got some of the similarities with this particular song, not necessarily the whole album. So to me, that was enjoyable to me, because my range, because I sing in the shower, I sing in the car. Sorry, guys, I do it.
And he most does.
Everybody does. I'm more of a baritone, low tenor, baritone to a high bass. So he's right in my wheelhouse in the singing style, so I can latch onto it and just sing along with him if I want to. And the lyrics are pretty clear. For the most part, I had no trouble getting the lyrics and understanding them. One of the songs, he does get a little bit of diverse with his songs.
Yeah.
With the second song of the album Evelyn, I heard brush sticks, and you don't really hear a lot of brushing on the drums anymore.
Mm.
So that really had an old kind of 80s feel to it when it came on, and almost, and this one will date me, Marty, I call it border music. And the reason I call it border music is back in the probably late 70s, early 80s, you had like Marty Robbins.
Don't know who that is.
A lot of Western singers that were singing around and about the border towns, whether it be on our side or Mexico side.
Right.
And they had that similar style to it, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
So
I've never heard that music, so I can't really compare it to that.
Well, but I always called it border music, because it always kind of dealt with that.
Got
and
it.
You kind of get a little bit with Merle Haggard, what do they call themselves? Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson. What do they call that group? I know they call them the Outlaws of country music. David Allan Cole. A lot of them have that kind of sound.
When in doubt, Google it, Jacob.
Highwaymen.
Okay.
Highwaymen. I knew I'd pick it up eventually. And Waylon Jennings, and they did. To me, it's not.
Out of all those names, I only recognize one name.
Johnny Cash?
Yes.
You don't know Merle Haggard?
No.
Oh, come on.
Have you ever heard that lost song, Poncho and Lefty?
No.
Oh, man. That's one of his classics with him and Willie Nelson. And that's kind of a border.
There's
that's
no another name example of
what I call border music, because it's not classified that way. That's just what I was associated it with. So I just said it's kind of border music. Some of the songs, like you said, were upbeat.
Yeah.
Most of them weren't fast, though.
No, they weren't. They weren't. I mean, like I was saying, you know, you've got to have a little bit of that diverse, like you were saying, with the whole border town. You got to have that diverse type of feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's just like watching a good TV show. You got to have a different plot every time, like with a different plot, different storyline.
It helps.
If you keep on watching the thing over and over and over again, the same storyline, you're going to be like, boop.
No
more.
Was some of the songs, like the intro one that we came in on, Walking Around with the Blues, that one was a little bit upbeat, but the lyrics aren't necessarily upbeat.
Yeah.
So again, this kind of says, okay, this is a country feel, because almost every song
right. You
hear in a country is, really, when you listen to them, are kind of a
downer,
unpleasant. Yeah. Their lyrics are downer. Yeah, there you go. But we've kind of been talking about some of these songs. I want to take a break and talk and let everybody listen to Mobile Bay that we talked about, so you can get a feel for that and how it's a little bit different from what we came in on. So here's Mobile Bay.
Cherokee rose growing in the weeds. It made me wonder about you and if you think about me. Now there's a hard wind blowing across the Mobile Bay, and I'm sitting here waiting on my luck to change. I walk for miles in a dead man's shoes. I was looking to get lost, but I found you. We dance all night to that Cajun man, and I watch the stars falling in the burning sun.
Sam Hunt is good.
Yeah, if you like pop music, he's fantastic.
He's not pop.
No, he's not country.
Oh.
Well, we finally disagreed on something.
You probably think Taylor Swift's still country too, don't you?
I hate Taylor Swift, so you can think whatever you...
Line. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I like Taylor Swift. I like her.
I don't
music.
Like her.
I like her music.
Tay Tay?
There were some...
That's fun.
I got like all of her songs that,
I mean,
spent 8 hours in the truck.
There were some that were okay. And then... After she went to pop, it just...
I still enjoy it. I like the upbeat. But coming back in. And as you can tell, I've been mispronouncing this constantly. So as you heard, that was Mobile Bay. We said earlier, it kind of reminded me of Aaron Watson.
Yeah.
And that's where it fit to me. And that's why I said that. And if you're familiar with Aaron Watson stuff, you'll probably recognize that too. And he has his traditional, what I call country songs. I'm sorry. This is just where it feels, Ben, so yep. I apologize, but he has the drinking songs. I mean, that's going to be pretty much on any album, and I guess that really fits folk music, kind of.
Yeah, it does.
So it kind of fits in there.
Well, and we were talking about how this feels a lot like Red Dirt Country, which, I mean, if you listen to that, there's a lot of drinking songs.
Oh, yes. So.
Yeah. There is.
One of the darker songs he has on here is Down to the Water's Edge.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back and re-listened to it just so I could really pay attention, because I read a little bit about it. I said, really? Okay, let me go listen to this again. But it's basically written around a murder.
Oh.
And this guy committed the murder is kind of like saying, oh, did I want to do that or not?
Right. So well, like you said in the very beginning, he said that a lot of his music is based off like mystery books from... Yeah. What were the...
Raymond Chandler.
Yeah, he said a lot of his music was... So, I mean, he's living up to what he said. Yeah, it fits to what he said in his intro. So, I mean, or into that thing that he was saying.
His bio?
Yeah, in his bio. So, I mean, if you're going to live up to expectations, live up to expectations. Right.
Though the Midnight one was Slow Death, not...
No. Yeah, Midnight in Havana is another one that's a darker one, and talking about that too.
Very
so.
Slow death.
Ouch.
Cancer or something.
You cannot have. I mean, if somebody upsets me, yes, they're going to have a very, very slow death. Yeah. But, you know, that's just me.
And we were talking about Midnight in Havana, about the slow death, and there's a key change in that as well. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, it threw me for a moment. But once you get past that moment and get back into the song, you're doing great. But
right. That's
the only song I really heard a hard key change in. Like I said, we can't talk tonight for some reason, folks. But again, once I got into it, listened to it a few times, I was used to it.
Right.
So that was the only song that I kind of had a little herky jerkiness to, where I was like, I can't really get into this, but then I was able to. One of the ones that I enjoyed, and we'll be leaving out on it, was Windmills Trees. And because it had a little bit of a diversity to it, it had some violins in it. And I liked the violins. And I liked the callback to Don Quixote, because he talks about he's living on daydreams and promises. But in real life, he's not living up to it. So I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And again, you know, be profession being a librarian, reading books, that was kind of cool to have a call back to something like that. So whether that's intentional, like you said, with the Raymond Chandler, yeah, with Down at the Water's Edge, reflecting those books, I don't know if this was an intentional reflection to Don Quixote, but right, if not, it's really coincidental. Yeah.
So. I mean, like, I'm not going to lie, that was my least favorite song because it kind of got repetitive in a way, but it was good. I liked it, except for the
repetitiveness.
Yeah.
See, I liked it because it was a little bit brighter in tone.
Right.
And I think that's why I liked the song we came in on, the, you know, even though it was a darker in tone in lyrics, but it's Walking Around with the Blues, it had a little bit brighter tone to it. So, and I just gravitate to those, like, types of songs.
A lot of it, his hat did have a brighter tone to it. And, like, I would have never guessed on that one song that, you know, it was about a murderer. I would have been just like, oh, okay, I like it. So, like, because he had that, well, I mean, he had that, like you said, he had that brighter tone on it. And so, like, I guess in a way you'd have to, I mean, you could keep it dark,
right?
But not dark, dark. You'd have to please your audience. And he, I think that he did please his audience with us being his audience. So,
well, this is one I liked.
Yeah.
It was back to, like Jacob said, the Red Dirt, which is really going back to the 80s and maybe early 90s style music. You know, your George Strait type stuff, things like that. That's because if you go back to early 70s and stuff, where it was country western, that's, again, a completely different from the country music.
Right.
And now it's like with today's modern music, it's almost gone into a country pop. And Alabama kind of started that transition with bringing in more of the electric guitars and all that. So today, I think it's transitioned again to a country pop more than anything else. You'll have some that sound a little bit more traditional, but for the most part, what I've been hearing, if I'm wrong, let me know, is more of a country pop feel.
No, you're pretty much nail on the head.
Okay, because I don't listen to a lot of new stuff, but what I do hear, it seems like it has a pop edge to it.
Yeah, it's trash.
Well, I don't know if it's trash.
No, I said it. It's trash.
What was one guy's call it? Bro country.
Yeah. Sweet Jesus.
I heard that for the first time. I was like, what? And then I started looking at it. I was like, okay, I get the reference now.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we can go on. And as we are going to do now, we'll go on. But this is one, I think, if you're into the Red Dirt stuff, this would be an album for you to pick up. If you're into the 80s music from country music, you get into this music. He has it available on Bandcamp for $9. And then if you so desire, if you want to help him out and you really like his music, you can add more to it if you want. So you can pay the $9 as well as giving like a $5 extra or $10 extra just like to say we really liked it.
Yeah.
We'll support you even more so you can do more stuff. From what I could find, it's only available digitally. I couldn't find any physical copies. And you can go to his website. It's his name, Ben De La Cour. It's BENDELACOUR.com. So it's pretty much his name. It'll be on the show notes as well. And he'll have a link right on his homepage and every page you go to on the right-hand side of the screen. You'll have the links to the Bandcamp where you can purchase the album.
Mm.
And he has links there where you can sample the songs too before you do it. So it's one that's, I think, like I said, most people would enjoy if they enjoy that style of music. This is one with his style of voice. I don't know if he could do any other style of music and get as good of a response. But so I don't know if he's going to stick with this type of style for future songs and albums, or he might try to change it up and see what happens. Who knows? But this one definitely fits within that Red Dirt section.
Right.
Do you want to leave out in Windmills and Trees, or do you want Down to the Water's Edge, since you like that one, Jonathan?
Down to the Water's Edge.
Ah. We can do that.
Windmills and Trees.
Just do it
that way. I already played one song that Jonathan wasn't too happy about.
Just layer them one on top of the other.
Yes.
And that's Jonathan Ben. Not Richard. Not Jacob. Logan's not said a whole lot. It's wow, Jonathan. But Logan has chimed in. Yes. But again, we appreciate Samuel Morris of Coro and Young Group for giving us this album to look at, and also Ben as well, Ben Delacour. We appreciate him sending us the album. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. We are on Facebook and Twitter as well under Comic Pop Library. Leave us a message there and we'll read it on the air. We are also on iTunes, so if you would like, subscribe to us there and, you know, give us a review. It'd be nice to get some reviews started for us, but as long as you guys are having fun out there listening to us, we're always having fun in here listening. So we hope you enjoyed everything. We'll see you on the flip side. Bye.
See ya.
It's always too early to tell till it's too late to go back. You get what you came for, sneaking around like that. Before you know it, suspicions come sniffing, asking questions and filling your head. And you go down to the water, down to the water's edge. I remember the first time I saw you in that doorway like you've been there all the time. I remember you laughing and passing that bottle of wine. I know you still laugh somewhere with someone, but that someone is somebody else. And I'll carry that with me down to the water's edge. Maybe put your little hand in mine and we'll go walking way past the city lights. We'll be coming up threes, we'll be coming up threes tonight. Now where the moon is lying in the riverbed and the stars are hanging by spider web, we'll go down to the water, down to the water, down to the water. I can see that light in your eyes. Is it love or is it fear?
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.